All right.
Your headset sounds so amazing. Your wife,
I'm grateful.
Is
thank you.
I'm thanking your wife.
Yes.
And what I need to do is be more excited on this intro, so I'm going to do that right. What's up, everybody? This is Bella Mars, and this is another episode of Big Time Fresh. I got a hype man in the house, and he was on the last episode, and I'm going to let him do his little intro this time because he might be on some more. So who's my host today, my co-host?
Hey, right here. I'm JP, and, just an average cat that is happy to be part of a conversation with another good person on this earth.
Thank you. So what is very cool about this, and we did a little bit of pre-work in the sense that we need to know where we don't want to cross the lines and put things out in public, I guess, is for myself. And, you know, I'm speaking for myself, but so we got all of that hashed out. But it's going to be a really cool conversation because it sounds like, from what we already talked about, that we're on opposing viewpoints on a lot of the things. So this is the whole, you can be friends on, but with different opinions and still, you know, have a really good friendship, because that these days, especially now, is more important than ever, to just listen and understand versus, and I'm guilty as well.
I am as well.
So that's what I'm trying to do this year, is just more like sit back and listen and go from there, I think. So
yeah, there's an old saying that's hey, are you listening or just waiting for your opportunity to speak? And I think that, like, just based on that intro, you said, hey, we got, you know, we have different opinions on some good issues. That's already a positive spin in itself. So
let's get into it. No.
Yeah. I'm down.
Okay. Well, first, I live in Texas. You live in Arizona. So we are going to talk about probably what's going to be on TV for at least the next month or so, pretty hardcore, which is the outcome of the elections across the board. So at the national level, at the state level, that we are in very polarizing states in general. Not Arizona versus Texas. I think Arizona versus Texas is closer, more similar than they are different. But
all right, well, I also think it's important to note that we're not natives of either of those states, you know. Yeah. So we traveled from California, which is, well, frankly, it's very one-sided, to two different states that, you know, up until, you know, recently or the last 4 years were more, you know, they were one-sided as well, and that scale has tipped a little bit.
It's such an interesting dynamic now, and I think, you know, the last, what are we getting now, 2022, the last 6 years have been crazy. So as the mass resignation happened and COVID happened, and people had time to wake up, I think, because everything was shut down. And I think that is really when Gen Z, I think for sure, started paying attention to what are the options. There's so much bad stuff happening, and everyone can pay attention because no one can do anything else but pay attention.
And they had time.
Yeah, they didn't have time. So everybody, you know, one thing that I think was grateful, that I'm grateful for, that came out of the pandemic, and maybe it's not because of that, but younger people are paying attention. Whatever side that is, you know, it doesn't matter.
And they want to be involved.
Yes. That's amazing. So Greg Abbott, poor Beto. He worked so hard to get that governor, but I don't think Texas is ready to have a blue anything.
I think the spirit is
there. I think there's too many, there's too many old school Republicans that are just gonna, they're never gonna veer away from being Republican because it's Texas. So that does segue into the guns part. And coming from red state to blue state to red state to being scared to being like first scared of holding a firearm because I'm just scared of it. Then having a gun because I'm scared that if I don't have a gun, then I could be putting my family in danger. So I've my stance on guns right now, the Second Amendment, my interpretation of the Second Amendment is the more simplified version where it's you are going to be allowed to carry a firearm, you know, in some form. You will never have your guns
taken away.
That's
by the
it,
government.
By the government.
Yep.
I was very anti-gun when I was in California because I wasn't educated on it. I was like, get the guns off the street. Mind you, I was 16, 17
Yeah,
people.
Yeah.
So I said, get the guns off the street. We don't need it. They're a problem, blah, blah, blah. Australia doesn't have guns. They don't have mass shootings, whatever. Today, my stance has shifted even more. I might not have a gun on me, but it's like, I'm not scared of you. You know, don't fuck with me kind of vibe.
You feel like you could have a... not that you would win a situation, but you feel that you could fight.
Yeah.
You could.
And it would be a more fair of a fight than me trying to slap my purse on him.
Yeah, pepper spray or what have you, or whatever you had with you.
Yep. Yeah. Like, hey, you try to knock on my car door and, you know, I'm carjacking you. It's like, you're threatening me.
Oh, you know what? Even if you had that gun in the car, I'd like to think that I know you just punched the gas pedal. What if there's a car in front of you?
Oh, that's true.
What if there's a car in front of you, though, right? And you can't. You can't get away.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't own a gun. I don't own a
gun.
You
don't?
I don't.
Interesting.
And a lot of people think that, like, oh, yeah, knowing me, it's like, yeah, that would be, you know, a gun guy. I have had German Shepherds. Up until recently, I had German Shepherds. Now I have German Shepherd, and now her being 12 years old, she's probably not gonna offer much for home protection, but I don't own a gun, and I want another large dog when she passes. My wife does not want to deal with the hair, and so, you know, it's like, all right, well, I'd like to, I felt safe having large dogs.
Yeah.
Like, but I also go to a charity event every year. And it's a charity event that helps homelessness. And it is a, it's at a, it's shooting skeet shotguns. And, you know, like you shoot pigeon, but, you know, you shoot plastic or whatever. And here's the thing, I'm kind of good at it. and I always rent a gun or I borrow a shotgun. And I'm going to buy one. Just because of that.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that I have one of those in my house, frankly, I don't know what it's like to be a criminal, but if I heard somebody cock a shotgun, I'm probably going to go the other direction. Because even when it's dark, if I point where the noise is at, I'm going to hit something.
Yeah.
And now, does that shotgun need to fire 30 rounds per minute? With an extended clip? Nope, sure doesn't. Sure doesn't. I can appreciate what the average American likes about the AR-15 because, frankly, in my opinion, Second Amendment, tyrannical government comes. You need to be able to defend yourself. Great. The fact that you can customize your AR-15, I don't know how many ways, is not going to protect you from an effing drone. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't live in a society anymore or as a country that a tyrannical government is going to be able to take us over.
Yeah.
And Jim Jeffries, who's a comedian, pointed out, like, hey, that made a lot of sense when there were muskets.
Right.
Because you know what a musket does? It gives you a lot of time to calm
down.
Yeah,
I remember that one. I remember that one.
You know, and here's the thing, like, I'm not a fan of, like, to me, an assault rifle or AR-15, which is, not an assault rifle according to the NRA and enthusiasts, with a 30-round clip, it's sport. It's sport. With guns, like, yeah, I it's not about the Second Amendment. Because here we are in today, you should be able to own a sports item that you enjoy to have fun with. People have cars that go 200 miles an hour out of sport.
And that's a m murder machine.
It is.
Yeah.
And, anybody, alcohol is legal. You can get in a car, you can go drive, what have you, but it is sanctioned on some level. And here's the thing, like, you can drive a car, you can have a dog, you can go fishing. You can go hunting. All of these things require a license or some level of,
Yeah.
hey, like you need to do something to have this thing. Where I think guns have a problem, and it's Biden's predecessor that I think was heading in the right direction, and he was not popular, but what he wanted to do was take all guns to the level of 21. Hey, because right now you can buy a handgun or a shotgun at 18 years old.
Or
Great.
an assault, or an assault rifle.
You actually could not buy an AR-15. I think at 18 you had to be 21 in Arizona or in
Oh.
most states, and that may not be true. But regardless, in my personal opinion, you need to be 21 to purchase a gun.
Yes.
Period. Period.
Yep.
Also. I think personally that do you need to go through a psychological course? No, I don't. But I went through a driving course to drive a car. So
Yeah.
why wouldn't like which could ultimately, while it's not intended to be a death machine, could be a gun is, it's not a death machine. It's for sport. Fine, well and good. It can't kill people. You should have to go through a certain level of classes. We
And
don't have that
they
now. And I'm going to tell you, like gun enthusiasts, people that like guns for sport, I think they would ultimately agree. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, take a safety class or something to learn about this thing that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would do that. But again, people are very close-minded, in my opinion, and it's black or white. And
This is
you're
the
trying to
black
take my
white.
guns.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't need you to be educated, but I'd like your neighbor to be educated. I know you're a good gun owner,
Yeah.
but I want your neighbor to be educated as well, because
Love thy neighbor. Like,
love thy neighbor. Hey, you want to play with this thing because it brings you joy? Cool. Could you be educated about it? Like, could you imagine if the people today had to, for your driver's license, hey, yeah, here's how to drive a car. Great, you did great at that. Here's how you drive a manual transmission. Like, why not educate? I'm not asking you to read a book. I'm not forcing you to do anything, but if you want to fly a plane, you should take a effing class.
Yeah.
So, and I think that you and I, like, the answer right now, because, it happened yesterday. It's terrible. There was a shooting in Colorado.
Yep, I saw that.
It was and I think that me personally, it doesn't matter where the shooting was at, but specifically, it was at an LGBTQ community. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
It
I think you
was.
got it.
It was a club.
Yeah, it.
And yeah, it's and 5 people died, 18 people were injured. We know nothing else other than that, as far as I know, because I'm reading the articles, and it's like, and it was a gun. Frankly, I don't give a damn whether it was a handgun or a minigun or a grenade. 5 people died, 18 got hurt because
For what?
somebody had a problem. Yeah.
Ideology?
For, well,
Enjoy jail.
frankly,
Yeah.
you can call it mental health. You can call it that person needed help, what have you, this and that. Fine. If we're going to give help to mental health, then we should also give help to the education of a item as well.
Yes.
And, you know, Australia took away all their guns, solved all their problems. You know, great. You know what? My neighbor, you know, he sprayed weed killer on ox and he doesn't have any weeds anymore. Well, I have grass. It's not the same thing. I'm sorry, that's a poor comparison, but no, things are the same. And you know, the it sucks. Like I'm not a Republican by any means, nor am I a Democrat. I don't like anybody being involved in my affairs, but I'm respectful to their affairs. Do I think that my neighbor needs to be in possession of I think the gun everybody uses is an AR-15. Sure, he can own an AR-15. It's customizable. He can do so many, he or she can do so many things with it. That's wonderful and great. Does he need to have the ability to fire off an absurd amount of rounds per minute? Man, is that the question? I don't know. I don't think so. What target or
Yeah.
deer or elk or whatever animal you're going to
Ugh,
hit, do you need to hit
gross.
that
Yeah.
many times? I don't get it. And frankly, with gun control, like I think that people need to be regulated a lot more before they're able to go out and buy a gun.
Yes. And somebody made a really good point. How long do military recruits go through basic training before they can even learn how to use a gun, or the military grade level guns that people, I say
It's
kids, are
4 to 6
buying off the
weeks.
street? Yeah. And so the other thing that plays a big part into this, in my opinion, is how much of the male and female brain develops between the age of 18 and 25.
Well, I think that females are arguably fully developed at 25. I think men it's closer to 27. And also to back up, they do that for 4 to 6 weeks, for approximately 12 to 14 hours a day. And
Yeah.
that is the only thing that they focus on. There is nothing else.
It seems like the ages of the shooters are 18 to 24, let's say. I don't
They're young.
And
They're
what
too
kind of
young.
mindset you're getting out of high school, and if high school was a shitty experience for you and you're just percolating on that, like 2 years out, you're like, oh my God, I hate that, but I can buy a gun now and solve that problem. So then it's like your brain is not, you haven't, dealt with high school. And especially if you don't
You
want
haven't
to
dealt
deal
with
with it.
life.
Yeah. If
Well, even further, like for that example, yes, it should be. I'm with you. Like 21, I think with alcohol, I think you're gonna have a tough bargain to take it to 25. So 21,
yeah.
but here in Arizona, it was either, I think it was a U of A. A 40-year-old student went back in, shot a professor, gunned him down, like. And yeah, that guy could have walked in with a handgun that most people could buy and put that guy down. But to put a you know, any firearm in front of, I'm sorry, I'm 40 now, and when I was 18, 19, I didn't think this way. An impressionable youth
Yeah.
is irresponsible.
From kindergarten, I was like, I'm going to take a little bit of different approach to raising said child, and it's going to be character based. And this got a little bit of a weird kind of okay. But what I've noticed is the people that succeed in life aren't succeeding based on one particular thing. I'm really good at math. I'm really good at writing. They're leaders, and they know how to work with people. They know how to settle, disagreements. They understand that somebody, not sometimes nobody, a lot of times, especially in that grade, elementary school, no one wants to raise their hand and volunteer. So I've ingrained it in her that if nobody does, it's your responsibility to do so, because you want to send, the message that, you can be dependent upon. You're going to be the one that people look up to and say, okay, so she's very good at, and she knows what she's doing and she's confident. And so it's paid off. Like, she keeps getting these awards every year for being a good leader, or, helping. Her teachers say that they put her in the front row with the kids that are struggling the most because she will proactively help them. Like, so I'm very happy. I got you. I'm very happy that it's going the way it's going, because it also shows that it's something that we need to focus on, not just pure academics, pure, am I going to get in college? Is she going to get into college? What kind of career? It's like character development. She needs to be a leadership. She needs to have empathy. She needs to see both sides. She needs to, stop bullying if she sees somebody being bullied. And I just stand up for people. And I've had her help. I work at the PTA, so I have a lot of friends, and I get to know the moms in the PTA. And in the PTA, I get to know the moms that say, oh, my son's very shy, or my daughter's really shy. And if I find out that we're in the same class, I tell my daughter, I say, hey, make sure this person isn't getting picked on, or isn't, it has people around him that are friends. And if you see something weird, if somebody's being rude, don't be afraid of the teacher. So I give her all these, like, these ways to respond. I was like, if somebody started making fun of you and something about you, think about, and I'm hoping this early on, this will stick with her. Think truly about that, what they're saying. And then think about what I would think. Is what they're saying have anything to do with what I would ever think about you? Then, brush it off, and don't be affected by it. Like, make sure they see that you're not affected by it. And if anything, be a sarcastic a-hole back to them, and I'll back you up if it comes back. You know what I mean? Like, do what you
See,
think is necessary in that situation. I will back you up. If it's a bad choice, I'll just say, cool, well, don't do it again. But, fix your own battles. Yeah.
one of the best parenting advice I got was, hey, don't just give your don't give Joey the answer, which is my son. Don't give your kid the answer. When they ask you a question like, hey, ask them what they think it is. And it's tough to do with a 4-year-old because they're four, what have you. But like with your daughter, like, hey, okay, what do you, hey, what is this, mom? Like, what does this mean? What do you think it means?
That's a
And
good
so,
one. I should do that. I need to do
and
that.
it's, I've watched my second cousin, Zach, answer some of those questions. And it has been a very prolific experience to watch his
Oh,
interpretation
yeah.
of something. And I don't have an example for you right now, but it's like I will simplify it. It's hey, which universe is the best? Mom, which universe is the best universe, DC or Marvel? Well, I don't know, Zach, what do you think? And then to hear his responses, it's an opinion, it doesn't matter, what
Yeah.
have you. But if you ingrain that into a child, then when they come to you with a question like, hey, mom, which is right, pro-life or pro-choice,
Yeah.
what do you think?
Yeah. That is, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, please.
That is one of the most, I see that as one of the most, one of the greatest pieces of advice, because that also sets them up to first think for themselves before getting opinions from their mom, and then kind of aligning themselves with their mom because they want their mom to, in a very broadly term, I
Sure.
love my mom, so I want to agree with her. This is a little controversial. I got a little pushback from some people, but the way I've been trying to progress forward from the beginning as it relates to LGBTQ, gay marriage, and all that stuff, is my perspective is if you make it a thing, then it becomes a thing. Meaning, if you take them aside and you say, okay, gay marriage is this, regular marriage is this, people have a problem with gay marriage, this is what the, and if that's me making it a thing. So now they know
Yeah,
that,
now it's
okay,
a
gay
thing.
marriage is a thing and some people don't like it. So I've been proceeding with girls, you know, it doesn't come up that often. The way they see the world, the way she sees the world is man and woman get married. I don't push it either way. But if she says something, you know, whatever related, I'm like, yeah, girls and girls can get married. Boys and boys can get married. That's all the same. Anyone can get married. And
Two
so that
people can
way,
get married.
to me, if they love each other, why wouldn't they be able to get married? Sometimes she asks me, because she goes to church with her dad, and sometimes she asks me why I don't go to church. And I said, I don't know the church that you go to, but religion in at a general term has there's things that people do or decisions that they make that the church doesn't like, so that they exclude those people. And I don't think it's fair for people at all to be excluded from anything if they want to be a part of something. So that's why I am not religious, because I tell her, you know, it's Texas and there's religion, and I have to explain to her, I'm like, I'm not religious. And, you know, I believe in being good, and I believe in karma, but I don't believe that you have to answer to a higher power who doesn't necessarily like all types of people, but yet that it's not in the Bible. And, you know, I don't get into it like that, but I do say the reason why I'm not into religion is because some of the religions don't accept certain people into their religion. And I think that is wrong.
Fair.
But yeah, so it's like, if you make gay marriage a thing, then it's a thing. If you don't make it a thing, then what's the difference? It's kind of like perpetuating the cycle a little bit. Like gay marriage, make it a big deal. Gay marriage is this. Okay, so for the rest of their life, they're gonna say gay marriage is a big deal. So, you know,
Well,
that was kind of rogue.
That's where
Yeah.
we change it, right?
Yeah.
Because marriage is marriage. And the thing about marriage is something we talked about previously is that what advice would you give to your 22-year-old child that they're, because I'm sorry, when you're 40, 50, and they're 22, they're still a child to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What advice do you give them? It's marriage. It's a, man, it's a commitment that I think that a lot of 20-year-old to 25-year-old people, some can comprehend, some can't. But the reality is like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I want my son to be happy, and it's really cool for me to watch you and listen to you and hear about your experiences, because I get to learn by example, because your daughter is years ahead of my son, you know, about four years ahead, 5 years ahead. So it's really cool to hear from a person that I trust. Hey, I, you know, this is what happened, and this is how my child reacted. And so, you know, I'm thankful to be able to watch that and listen to it, because like, man, I'm gonna try this with my son, because a trusted individual did this, and it's like, that seems like a good idea.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's things that I prioritize, that I didn't take advice from other people, because it was important for me to have the foundation of character versus academia versus, the athletic skills, because those foundations of leadership and character and those need to be solid for your entire life. So the best time to start is when they don't remember when it wasn't a thing. So since the beginning, I've been talking to her about the different kinds of bullying, not the sense that, like, if you see somebody bully, tell the teacher. No, it's like, okay, bully looks like this. Bullying looks like you, and she's seen it recently a couple times. Bullying is you and your three friends are on FaceTime playing Roblox, and one of them starts making fun of you, and then the other one jumps on because, whatever, for whatever reason. And then you're left out and you're crying. So then I say, hang up that call. We talk and I say, this is bullying. This is going to happen a lot. So it's especially going forward. So you need to make a decision on how you want to handle it because you can't come crying to me. I'm not talking to the parents about this. This has to be something you have to figure out how you want to handle it. You can talk to them about it. You can say, hey, I'm not going to be, if you keep doing this, I don't feel comfortable being your friend because whenever I talk to you, I get off the call and I'm crying, And it's like the more you give, the more information, especially at that age that you give, it, in my opinion, it kind of really solidifies it. If you say, hey, I didn't like that. I don't think that was very nice. That's what all the kids say. But if you say, hey, and how they do in adult therapy. When you did this, I felt like you were mad at me, or I felt like, were you mad at me? And like confront it directly. And so it won't be something where it's like a throwaway talking point. It was something that the aggressor, the person who is being mean, and by mean it's like, saying, oh, you're, whatever, really minor, stupid kid stuff. But they'll have some kind of seed in their mind that it was a conversation, not just a comment, a throwaway comment. So that's important to me. And then just the other big one, well, the two big ones is this won't work for much longer. It's like, well, is it something that your mommy would say? Because then obviously if it's not, then it's not true. But then the third one is if you do something and you think, and it's the first time you're doing it and you have a reason for doing it, but it ends up getting you in trouble, you have a pass. Because one, it could be something that we've never talked about before. So how would you know how to react? Second, it could be something that we have talked about before, but in the moment, your mindset wasn't like, okay, I forgot. Okay, this is how I need to react like this. So for every first time something happens, she gets quote unquote a pass, meaning it's a conversation. It's not a punishment for not getting it right. Second time is like a major, like you're getting locked up for like a month if it was that intentional. But that's the kind of the parenting style that I've been going with, and it's been working for me.
Well, I think it's well, I think it's I'm biased. I think that that's a great idea. Like, I think that that's a great path.
I mean, that's to each his own.
I appreciate all of this. Like, thank you.
Well, no, thank you again.
I really appreciate the confidence that you instilled in me. And you really made me feel like a co-host and that I have something to contribute. And thanks.
You're welcome.
'Cause
Well, you
that's
do.
cool.
We need this in the world. So I wanted to start bringing it in with the right people. So you're that person.
Opposition is always great, but I still think that even though we can be cordial and what have you, we still learn a lot from one another.
Yeah. And we've been friends 25 years, so who knew? So,
Well, they didn't. Like, I think we did.
Yeah,
So it was
that's
like we picked up right where it's like, oh yeah, this
yeah, we
person is
did.
quote unquote cool. Like, yeah, we picked right up. Like, you
Yeah.
know what? It's
And
as
that's
I've
how it goes.
always
Yeah.
I have always respected and valued your positivity, your brilliance, you're very astute, you're empathetic. Like, you carry all the positive qualities that I like in a friend, so thanks.
Well, thank you. And I would say the same, and I want it to mean the same, but likewise. So
Ditto works for me. We're all good.
am I doing now? Is this no, this is Rock
This is
On.
hang loose.
Oh, hang loose.
I love you.
I love you.
Rock on.
Rock on, my dude. All right. Thanks again, everybody. And I will talk to you next week. I'm gonna stop the recording. Okay, bye. You want to say bye?
Yeah, see you next time, hopefully. Thanks. Yeah,
Thanks
but see you next time. It's a pleasure as always.
for listening. If you like what you heard, check out crossthestreamsmedia.com to hear more episodes of this podcast and the other shows on the Cross the Streams Network. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your favorite shows. Visit crossthestreamsmedia.com for more information. See you next time.